It's the rundown. Back on the real set because I'm sick of this phony bullshit, YP. We don't do the set. That's a fake set. We don't pretend to be in an office that we're not in. So we're back here. Today we're sponsored by Body Armor. It's the natural flavored sports drink that is going to replace all your old sports drinks. It's the new wave. It's the new way to hydrate and stay healthy and replenish when you're Francis and you're playing 9-10 sports, when the St. Louis Blues are out there doing the damn thing. Which flavor you want? I got berry lemonade, I got tropical punch.
I bet you they bought this ad thinking Dave and Big Cat would be on the rundown.
Talk about a bonus.
What a terrible mistake.
We got Francis, who's fresh off his big weekend at the Wilbert. We got YP, who is well, let's say it. Let's call it Stanley Cup bound.
Don't do that to me.
One game
don't
away.
Don't do that to me. We're so, in a great spot looking to win one more game. That's all I'm going to say right now.
Drink your Body Armor, ditch the old drinks, and do it for Barstool. We begin with Game of Thrones, obviously. The most important thing to happen, maybe ever, Francis. I know Francis is happy, he just doesn't have to sing his Instagram song anymore because,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like you're about to have like an aneurysm if you sing
well,
that song.
It's been tough waking up with like 4,000 or 5,000 more Instagram followers every morning.
Sunday, Game of Thrones Day, I'm excited, it's the last one forever.
Every Monday morning.
That is the worst, isn't it?
It is, it's like being a hot chick, you know?
You can't even go through them all.
It's like being that girl on the Call Her Daddy show.
Yeah.
It happens to her every morning.
Your song was probably better than anything that happened in that episode last night. I was thoroughly disappointed, and that's not coming from a place of like, oh, you're just upset that the show didn't do what you wanted it to do. Like, no, it was told poorly. The storytelling made no sense. The time lapse made no fucking sense. So many things that weren't tied up. And
can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
How did they rebuild the wall?
Why did they?
I thought about that when I saw it.
Who did that? And what? Why? What is the Night's Watch? What does that even mean anymore? They banished Jon Snow to the Night's Watch. There's no White Walkers. There's no wilding beef anymore. He's just gonna go hang out in the North.
It was so nonsensical.
The whole thing was crazy. And at the end of the day, for me, the biggest thing, the biggest problem I have, the time lapse. Like I was watching here, I was sitting right there, and I got up and I just started walking around. What is going on?
What's the time?
Like when they so Jon kills Dany. And then they just snap their fingers and they're just like into the future, sitting at that round table discussing. And I was like, we just kind of yada, yada, yada through what happened in the aftermath of the Queen's assassination, dude.
Yeah.
You can't just skip through that kind of shit. And then they just sit around in a round table and they decide, like, all of a sudden, yeah, okay, it'll be Bran. Grey Worm's down with that after, like, Grey Worm was.
And it was such a, like, dud of people around there. Like, no one, everyone just sitting there. It was so, like, low energy.
The comedy hour, all of a sudden, we're doing, like, yucking it up, laughing and
Sam
shit.
Sam pitching democracy.
Democracy. Yeah. That fat idiot. No, but and my main thing to me is that Jon Snow actually being Targaryen really, in the end, didn't mean much. I mean, it, you know, did it contribute to Dany going crazy? Yeah, a little bit. You know, were they able to not be together once Jon figured that out? Yeah, sure. So basically, Jon Snow being a Targaryen led to a breakup in my mind. What was supposed to be the biggest television secret, like, ever, and the biggest reveal ever, they just didn't do anything substantial with it. I mean, did you expect any better? I figured, the first 5 episodes were trash. I knew they didn't have enough time to wrap it up. But even with that low expectation, I still was pretty underwhelmed.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Did you like it?
I didn't hate it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hate it.
Well, you're
an
idiot.
I'm not saying I loved it.
What do you like about it?
But it's not that I didn't, it's not that I thought, I wasn't like applauding it. I guess I just, the show hasn't moved me one way or another too much since the Battle of the Bastards episode, which I thought was like one of the coolest things I'd ever seen.
So, but what you're saying is you weren't necessarily impressed by it. You're just kind of like, the show is kind of, meh, now for you.
Yeah, like if
which
you
is
don't
not
buy
a rating
into all the fan theories and you don't dive into all the insane hype and the predictions and whatnot, then you can kind of just watch it and be like, okay.
I know.
Yeah,
I get
that's
that.
That's how I felt. When it was over, I was honestly, as lame as it is, I was like relieved. I was like, oh now I don't have to worry. Like, it was just like a weight off my shoulders. Like, all right, I'm
especially
done with
doing
that.
The podcast and like the amount of controversy that caused every single time I was honest about not liking it. I definitely felt a relief. But I mean, to me, shows, when they get that good, the fun of it is theorizing and debating and arguing and trying to guess. And when you are such a good writer that you think, all right, this is going to mean something, and this is symbolic, and this is going to pay off, and this is going to be a twist. And then when they don't do it, it's, I mean, I didn't, this has happened many times before, from Lost to True Detective season one. A lot of shows don't have that payoff, so I guess I should have been ready for it. But I don't know, I really thought that those guys were going to finish strong. And yeah, if you just lower your expectations and watch it on the surface, it's still better than, you know, The Big Bang Theory, of course. But man, for the bar that I had set,
Trent
it's just
fucking flamed.
Yeah, Trent, sorry, Trent.
Favorite show?
Sorry,
Trent. Oh, it's his favorite thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was. I'm surprised he still had a career after that one. when he said that The Big Bang Theater. Theory was his favorite show, I was Trent. Like, I actually got nervous. I was like, yikes! Like you might lose your whole career.
That show's here, always serious, on, and like when you're waiting to see the doctor.
Yeah, it's the worst. They just had their series finale too.
Yeah.
Yikes!
And really?
People liked it though.
Huh.
So they just gave the people what they wanted. As far as, you know, I'm sure we'll debate forever whether Star Wars affected them. I think absolutely everyone agrees that six episodes was not enough time. I think the majority of people didn't like it, but I don't think it was as overwhelming as... When I was watching that, I was like, I don't think anybody in the world is going to like this. And it was like a 60-40 split based on a Twitter poll of my fans at least. So... I think that kind of ruined its legacy as far as, are you going to put it in the top tier of TV shows? But overall, I mean, obviously the first six seasons were some of the best absolutely ever.
Yeah.
Did Bran have a purpose? Like with the fucking like Night King shit?
That also, like, you know, he said so many times, I'm not like a man anymore. I'm the three-eyed raven. I don't want anything. I don't want this whole thing. Yet when asked about him in this episode, he was like, why do you think I've come so far? And you were where you were supposed to be. And it's like, well, was this all part of the plan or did you not care?
Right.
A lot of the Bran stuff seemed to not make any sense. The Targaryen stuff didn't seem to make any sense. I don't know.
So it turned into like a constitutional monarchy at the end. Like it's like they're going to be electing their rulers via a council from that point forward.
See, to me, I thought what they should have done was somehow reveal that Jon is Targaryen. Either the dude who actually witnessed that, what's his name? Like Harland, I don't remember his name.
Coben?
No.
He's an author.
That's my grandma's like favorite author.
He's a big
Stoolie. How crazy is that?
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Man reading
not big Stoolie, but he knows this.
Harland Coben?
Yeah, I'll text him right now, bro.
You have his number?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
No big deal.
Books?
Like me and my boy
Isn't
Harland.
He like an old writer?
He's not old. No.
He's got a very old name.
He does. Harland's a
that
super
name
old
is,
name.
It speaks of wrinkles.
And no offense to my grandma, but that makes me think he's old, too.
I saw an old man reading one of his books on the train, and I thought, that man is old.
Anyway, that's a Game of Thrones, you fucking dorks.
Anyways.
I thought they should have revealed that Jon was Targaryen somehow. People were talking about the dragon kind of accepting him or trying to burn him and all that shit. And then if he said, I don't want this throne, I've never been that type of guy, let's break the wheel, let's give it to Bran since he's the polar opposite of everyone who's ever sat on the throne. I would have been better with that than Tyrion just like pitching it to these people as he was a prisoner and everyone being like, okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
It was also lame too because it wasn't like a huge resolution in the fact that people are still gonna go to war and shit.
Oh, it didn't solve
like,
really.
Like
anything.
Bran is just gonna rule and then probably get killed in like 3 years.
Well, and Sansa brought that up. She's like, he doesn't have kids, and they were like, well, that's the point. But it's like, but then what's gonna happen when?
Like when he dies,
there's going to be some other asshole who's ready to.
You know what I did like though was that the whole show had been set up as this female empowering queen Daenerys, good person. Turns out she was a huge bitch. Women lose in the end again.
So
carrying the tradition forward.
Emilia Clarke, the actress, was worried that Beyonce was not going to like
Ellie.
Danny.
That
imagine
great,
that. Being,
what does that quote even mean?
Well, I don't know.
She's dead. Wage gap.
Imagine
good.
Being
good.
Imagine, you know that Beyonce loves your character, and then you see that these writers turn her into like a total fucking lunatic out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, Beyonce's gonna hate my guts now.
Right.
Just be like, hey, I didn't write the script.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I hate Yara. I hate the person who plays Yara. I hate her.
Who's Yara?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that whole last council was just full
so
of duds.
Stupid.
I read some stuff on Twitter about like Ahor Ahai.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
Ahor
that?
Ahor Azai, the prince who was promised. That was the other thing. They had all these prophecies that just went out the fucking window.
Yeah, what was the prophecies?
They just, I mean, that's so Lost. Lost did that too with all these theories and all these different angles and they just didn't do anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Now it's just over. And
I'm
it's
just happy
right.
It's over. Go watch Chernobyl on HBO. No free
Chernobyl.
Ads, but that shit is. Very good.
Good.
The PGA Tour was the other big event yesterday. PGA Championship, sorry. Brooks Koepka almost blowing a monster lead. Would have been an all-time meltdown. I feel like half the office was there. The four-play guys were, like, playing in the tournament, basically. The access those guys got all week was absolutely nuts. What do you got on the PGA Championship? Brooks Koepka denies his girlfriend a couple kisses. That was a big story. Anything on the PGA Championship?
I mean, this dude is hot.
Brooks,
I know we've
buddy.
Talked about him a lot in this office when Dave went on the controversial double date, the dead fish, you know, allegations, but this dude is just a smoke.
Yo, by the way, if you look like that and you play all sports the way he plays, apparently he's Happy Gilmore. He didn't really want to play golf. He just happened to be good at it and picked it up. If you're all, you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to pull your weight on a double date. You can just be Brooks Koepka.
That's
dude.
Right.
You'd be the dancing monkey, Dave.
I thought his Pardon My Take interview was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. He talked about how boring golf is for a few holes.
You're out there for 5.5 hours. I mean, how bad is that? Nobody wants to spend 5.5 hours out there.
So how do you speed up the game?
Literally, I would just make it like 15 holes, 14 holes.
I like that a lot.
Holes? Yeah, because then you get to go in the 19th hole a little bit quicker.
Yes, and I always get to like 11, and I'm like, this is...
It gets boring from like hole 5 to 12. You're just like, where am I right now?
Uh-huh. You are bored during a tournament?
Yeah.
5 through 12?
Yeah, I literally can't tell you what happened during those holes. You kind of like black out. You're like, oh, like, everything's repetitive. It's whatever.
True, though, because when you golf, there is like the first three holes where you're like, okay, I feel good today.
Super pumped.
And then like right around 14, you're like, all right, I got a few left.
Yeah, exactly. And then anything in between, it's just whatever.
Seems just like a normal guy who just happens to be exceptionally athletic and good at golf. Yeah, I've also seen that clip of him benching 225 like 14 times or something.
Jesus.
He's a, you know, he's
almost
super
as much
strong.
As you can do.
I can't do that. I can't bench 225. That's huge.
Yeah, you can't bench it one time?
I can do it like four or five times or something. But not 14. There's a big difference.
That's like an NFL like linebacker
like combine type shit. Yeah.
Isn't it 225 or they do it the
Yes,
the,
they test at that. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Second half of the rundown is brought to you by Felix Gray. You're staring at your phone, your computer, your tablet, your TV all day long. You got that digital eye strain. You're going to go blind. So you got to wear Felix Gray to protect your eyes. They're stylish while also filtering out the digital blue light. They don't have to use the yellow lenses, though, so you don't look like an old person like Harlan Coben.
Like Harlan Coben.
and his readers.
You can wear normal glasses that filter. He's going to be like, what the fuck, dude?
We just
sewered Harlan.
I take it back,
Well,
dude.
He doesn't have much time left anyway.
Get yourself a pair of Felix Gray. Look good while filtering out that blue light. Go to felixgrayglasses.com/rundown. That's Felix Gray, Gray with an A, glasses.com/rundown for a free shipping and free returns on your pair.
Now, Felix Gray sounds like a young man. That's a young man's game, young man's name.
Kind of a Scandinavian dressing type guy.
Harlan is his grandfather.
I was
going to
say, Felix Gray sounds like a new like hipster music group.
Yeah.
Like New Music Friday on Spotify.
Yeah.
Felix Gray. Felix Gray's my, that sounds like a made up, one time when we were in elementary school, we made up a band called Hypothermia, and we convinced this kid to, we were like, yo, don't you love Hypothermia? And he was like, yeah, that shit's awesome, man. My favorite band, I have all their albums. And we were like, we made it up, you fucking loser.
It's not a bad name.
It's a great band name, right?
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
That's what Kevin did in high school.
It was elementary school.
Made up
that's
bands.
A pretty big scheme for elementary school.
Well, his kid was like the ultimate poser.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? So it was like...
It's like when you give somebody O'Doul's or something and
they pretend
like
to be drunk. Or like someone takes an edible and they pretend to be drunk and or high and there wasn't
was
actually
me.
Any weed
that
in it.
Me.
Shout
you
out to Oliver Tree when he microdosed the light switch with those waffles. That was a sad day.
We got this dog walker caught on camera fucking her boyfriend, walking around naked, bringing her mom and dad over to the place, also taking the dog on very shitty walks. Giving a great one of those like local news interviews. They caught her walking around naked and sitting her bare ass down on the couch, and she just said, well, like I told you, I don't like to wear clothes.
Several times the camera caught Casey naked on the couch that Rosie Brown had saved for 6 months to buy.
It got hot, and as I said, I don't like wearing clothes.
Yeah,
I mean, she did tell you.
Preach, sister.
Yeah, I'm with her, and let me tell you something. Sitting naked on a couch isn't a big deal unless you sit down and
spread
your butt cheeks and then rub your cornhole all over the felt.
Yes. Agreed. And I mean, I guess it's a little extra with girls there. But you know
Right. Vaginas.
I just don't have a problem with any of this stuff. Like, I guess I don't really need you, like, fucking in my bed, and I certainly don't need like that's bodily well, fluids that, everywhere. First, but like, you know, none of this shit really bothers me.
I don't know. First of all, if you let people in your house like this, I feel like, what do you expect?
That's right.
Like, what else are you doing? 100%. It's probably fun to walk. Like, I worked at a dog, like, overnight, like, kennel place where you'd, like, put your dog on vacation. It's fun to play with dogs, but if you're going to walk at people's houses, what else do you think she's doing that job for?
No, I mean, that to me is, like, buyer beware. If you're going to let strangers into your house,
right. You got
to
be crazy.
Or whatever it is. I just, like, I don't know. If I came over to your house and I fucked on your couch, would you be really, like, oh, my God, I can't sit on this anymore? And I'm not talking like I'm like trying to blow it everywhere. I'm just saying something went down on my couch, or I sat on your couch naked. Would you be like
burn
it down?
No, but that woman, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. It's
I don't
not
know if
just
you saw her.
It's not just like germaphobe. It's just like your level of. She wasn't great.
It's
she
more just like a pride thing. Like if I'm like you know banging people in your house on your couch and shit. It's okay. Like I don't know. That's
I can understand that, but do you have a physical problem with the couch?
As long as there's no skeet on my stuff.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Kind of what I mean. It's like. I get the idea of like, wow, you don't have the respect. You just came and like fucked on my furniture. Mm-hmm. But have actual you, physical act.
Have you smashed at like a chick that's babysitting? That's like,
have I
thought
smashed
that was like
at a chick who's
thing.
Babysitting? Oh, like I go over there while she's babysitting? I know what you're talking about.
Like in high school or something, like, oh, like I'm house sitting for these people. And
yeah. I got a girl fired for her dog sitting job, but not because we hooked up, but because I went with her to the house and the people had a weed pen lying out on, and I just hit it once, and then we left.
It smelled.
And they had seen it on like one of those cameras.
Well, that's the other thing too, by the way, though, is you have to know that everyone's filming you now. So
yeah,
if you
right.
do anything, then you're
right.
stupid.
Like
everyone's
you
got
have
a
to
nanny
be so
cam.
Stupid.
Everyone's got a Nest cam. All
dude,
that shit.
I get nervous if I'm like whacking it, even in like my apartment. That there's
Truman
some sort
Show
of
shit.
Like, dude, there's so many cameras. I like check everywhere, even in the bathroom, anything like a hotel. If you go into somebody's house that already has dogs like walkers, they're definitely gonna be like on that technology.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But huge win for fucking all the pornos where it's like caught on camera.
Yep.
Shit's
I mean, real life.
That is,
shit
that
is
just
real
gave
life,
some
man.
Real juice.
There should be, night. Is there not like a website just called like Nanny Cam?
I think there is.
Right?
Nanny
okay.
Cam.
Like fake taxi. Nanny
YP
Cam.
That's when
Nanny
they
Cam
go
needs
in.
To be like a whole,
no,
whole
there
franchise.
Is.
Okay.
Right. I think it's called like, John, what's it's like caught on camera or something. They go in, they're like, oh my God, like.
Huh?
Not like that.
I mean, it's definitely a thing. I see it all. I watched one the other day. And now it's like, I feel like there's a little more reality to it.
I know you watched one because we, how many, so I have a Pornhub premium account, right? I gave it, yeah, it was gift. It was
that's
gift,
sad.
It was gifted to
no,
me.
No, oh, they gave
okay.
it to us.
It was gifted.
I was against all right. it too.
It was right. gifted to all me.
Right. Some loser shit.
I thought you bought it, you know.
No,
in
no,
the
no.
Wake
it was
of,
I have a 5-year deal. I have okay. it for 5 years for free.
Good. Which I will say sucks when at the bottom it says how many days are left.
It says like your free account will expire in 1,778 days.
And it goes down. Like I check it,
day.
I'm like, damn.
Every,
like,
you know
fuck.
What? That's actually every 24 works. Hours.
No, but
you
like,
believe it?
We've been whacking it enough time now that I've seen it reduced that I'm like actually.
So I gave it to John and YP because you know we're all fucking yeah. perverts.
So what
how many videos
you?
Do you think that we've oh. watched in let's say what 3 months?
Approximately.
Between three of you?
Yeah.
So that's what 90 days, presuming you each jerk off once or just 270, and you're not just watching one video per time. I don't know. I would say like 400, 500.
1,149 videos.
That's a lot.
But that's honestly, I honestly think that's.
It'd be cool to track who's that's, using it the most too.
Well, I don't think we need any sort of technology.
This
to
guy.
Out.
Here's the thing.
He texted back, and I sent the screenshot, and he just wrote back, "Sorry, guys."
No, I said, "Hand up, that's on me," but. It's more an ADD thing than it is a porno thing. Every time if I'm on there, I'll just open 20 tabs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you gotta...
every time because, dude, they're so good. They tap into your fucking brain
oh,
with
know.
The thumbnails. Like, mm-hmm. they know.
Yeah.
I don't even watch. Literally, I watch two of them out of 25, but I just right-click, open new tab.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you mm-hmm. feel like you have some sort of, like, piece of it if you open in a new tab. It's like, all right. I'm, you know, like, I don't know. I can't help it. It's, like, triggered in my brain.
You're just building a world of porn.
Yes. Yeah. And, like, I'm, like, switching in between them and, like.
Oh, yeah. You're like George R. R. Martin of porn. You're just building your world.
Well,
you know what you would be great at, and I've always wondered who is doing this, are the guys that create the compilations.
Mm.
Because
mm-hmm.
those
they
people
know
have true editing experience.
And yeah.
They are true.
Smitty did it, I think. I don't know
Smitty?
If I'm supposed to say that.
No, Smitty very famously edited gay porn for a while. Come on down, Smitty. Tell your worst story ever.
I know he doesn't like saying it.
But you have to figure it, like, there's like 2 hour compilations and you're like,
crazy.
Who's watching the whole thing?
Well, this guy knows every quality spot, and then you know how to edit it.
You edited gay porn for a bit?
No, I didn't edit gay porn. I applied for a job that ended up being editing gay porn, and I got denied by that job.
But even worse, you couldn't even edit the gay porn if you wanted to.
Fact.
But did you ever witness the videos of gay porn with the intention of editing them, even in a short interview setting?
I was told, what would you do in this situation? And I expressed my expertise.
Like what type of situation? Like a scene?
Oh, it was everything. I wrote a blog about it. I think like terms of Pele of anal were used.
Okay, there we go.
Pele of anal. Well,
there are certain aspects that I've blocked entirely from my mind. And
oh, like the soccer player Pele.
Pele.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brazil.
Like the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
They do a lot of Pele of anal there.
Okay. And
also, AIDS is a big problem in Brazil.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yikes.
It's true.
Somebody's got to be making the compilations.
Moving on.
Glad I could be an
Thanks,
assistant.
Smitty.
The graduation, the commencement speaker at Morehouse, Morehead?
Morehouse.
not Morehead. Morehouse, he announced mid-speech that he will be paying $40 million to wipe out the entire class's student debt.
You alumni, this is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Which is so fucking awesome. Mm. I mean, can you imagine being the guy who failed the class and now is the class of 2020?
Oh.
Or even worse, the overachiever who took a couple summer courses and graduated early and thought he was all hot shit.
Yeah, what's the cutoff here?
Right, I mean, if you graduated a little bit early and then you missed out on like, I don't know, 200 grand of debt being fucking wiped out.
Dude.
You pretty much gotta kill
this
yourself.
This guy, listen, one of the nicest gestures of all time, but I'm not gonna say it's a waste. College kids, I know when I graduated, you're a fucking moron. You don't understand how great this is. He should have done the speech, like, let them go out, give them like 6 months when those loans start kicking in and they're like, oh my God, I'm
and
so
then,
poor,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
fucked.
Yeah. They don't
and
realize
then
that.
Dropped it
he
all.
He almost should have paid for the class of like 2016 or something
right.
like that. Oh. Those people can really appreciate
the people
Imagine
that are,
him telling that
this class, like,
class,
yeah, yeah.
The class two ahead of you.
But like those kids, it's like, that's like getting a reprieve from your homework thing before it, like if you take a test,
they didn't
right,
even realize, you know?
They can't truly grasp it.
Yeah.
But aren't there some kids that were working jobs throughout college in that class who are, you know, chipping away
yes.
already, who are just finding out there that day that, like, all those dishes they washed that, you know.
This is all just
it's
from,
over.
From
yeah.
like, stories you've read on the
sure.
internet.
Sure, well, yeah, I mean, this is sort of fantasy to me. it's like watching a cartoon that I don't understand.
Like, but, like, seriously, though, there's no way you can be as appreciative if it's just, like, wiped out before you know
you
it.
You even suffer through it, yeah.
Like, if they should have held it over him, like, oh, 2 months, and then be like, now
oh,
they're
by
gone.
By the way, yeah.
That's more magical.
Either way,
to
though,
me.
I mean, him being like, I hope the next people pay it forward. Like, no one's ever going to do this again. You're a fucking
No
lunatic.
One's ever going
right.
to do that.
Right.
Imagine being the next speaker. Guys, just like the next year's speech is like, just want to let you guys know I'm not giving you $40 million.
You
got to right
start
off the bat.
There.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going to quote Dr. Seuss, but I'm not giving you $40 million.
Right.
Fuck you guys.
That is true.
I think Morehouse is the college that Spike Lee based School Days off of or shot it there. I could be wrong. You ever watched all the Spike Lee movies?
No.
I took a Spike Lee class because it was easy. And, It's a great movie, actually.
Big into Spike now?
Yeah. Not really. I don't know. It's okay.
People are saying Drake's the new Spike Lee at those Raptors games. Do you think that's true?
Oh.
I don't know. I heard someone say it
last
night.
You gotta realize Spike is just a fucking clown now, but in his prime it was a pretty well-known, notable, cool thing.
I mean, I think Drake's probably well-known.
Yeah, no,
right
so
now.
I'm saying, I mean, it might be. I think it's also that it was New York City, it was the Knicks, like the Raptors are still. Oh, I know they're good now, obviously, but it's still like the Raptors.
But But
Drake also just jumped on it.
He's diluted his brand. Spike Lee was always Mr. Knicks.
Which is a shame because I do think when it comes to Toronto, he actually is a fan of Toronto. But by putting on every jersey and everything, you're right. Knicks and Spike were synonymous. This is like, oh, it's just one of your other activities.
It does suck because he's like the brand ambassador and like the most Toronto dude, but he has like KD's like Warriors jersey tatted on.
Come on, bro.
Like that's crazy. Yeah. He has Steph Curry's number tatted
on.
You
thought the thing of him wearing the Sixers shorts as a way of breaking the curse was pretty fucking stupid.
It's just like, at what point is it real? It's all just games.
He's just
playing
into it at this point. He's a businessman.
Hoopla.
Yeah.
Hoopla and hijinks. Francis, you wrote this blog today. New York City is trying to, they're considering banning texting while walking. Because it's dangerous for pedestrians. What do you got on that?
Yeah, they're talking about banning it while people are crossing the street.
Right.
And looking down at their phone. And, you know, my thought is that they should extend it to people walking in general, looking at their phones. Because you walk down the sidewalk and you see some small, let's say, Vietnamese woman walking right in your way, and you have to walk farther out. Normally, if she's not looking at her phone, the two of you both take one step out and pass, and it's fine.
That's, you gotta go
that's your standard deviation from the line, right?
One,
but she continues walking, and you have to avoid her, and God forbid she's got an umbrella. It's like three steps out of the way, and I think we should, as progressive people and true you know, egalitarian males, treat those women the same that we would treat a man, and just deck
a little shoulder,
just knock them down.
100%, and also maybe if there's a rule that you can't go out of your way to make a hit, but if you're in the same path, you can continue.
I've been throwing shoulders recently, like people get out of my way, just give a little lead in.
Cause you don't look up, like the airport.
But here's also the problem. I know how to text and walk. So like, I feel like some people think that you do the up and down, but I kind of have like a peripheral too. So I know what's going on, and I feel like some people think that I don't, and it's like, you just keep walking, I'm good, man. I will be able to get out of your way. I will know, I can do this all at the same time. Now, some people just have their head buried in their fucking assholes.
Right.
And you should be able to get drilled for that.
Right. But not everyone who's texting and walking is like completely oblivious. But I got a whole system.
The people who text and walk like they're reading a book while they walk,
they deserve to just be packed.
I don't want them around anymore.
No, just lay those Vietnamese women out.
Yeah,
it's always so hard for me too.
Vietnam.
Being like a Midwest person, I appreciate the simple, more simple background tourists that are just stopping.
Oh, they're
around.
Always your people.
But it kills me because I hate New York worse than anything. But I am starting to become more like you scumbags when I see them stop in front of me and you're just like,
move!
Wake the fuck up! Yes. Like, pick your head up.
Yes.
It's like, what?
Yeah, the people who are just
so
like slowly meandering around, looking at buildings, taking pictures, bury their head. Fuck them.
Just get out of the way.
Yes.
Go to the
just
side.
Just stay to the side.
The airport is the worst when people are walking and then just stop and like look at the board or something. It's crazy.
It's like stopping in the middle of the street.
I'm trying to think about a truly viable solution that could punish these people into quitting their habit.
Mm.
Whether it was like you lower a beam in front of the people so their heads are down and they don't see it and they get clotheslined. Mm.
Maybe you just have a button and the street opens up and you just fall in a pit.
The beam's not a bad idea because that would be like
something to teach them though that is in line with what they're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like one every three blocks, you don't know where it is randomly, but you would definitely
it's like
be watching.
Like Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones, like little booby traps where you'd have to have your head on, duck, move, spin around.
They kind of are. Like, dude, the other day I was walking here. This homeless dude was pissing, like, I'm not talking in the corner, across the sidewalk. Mm. And that was the same thing where I was kind of like texting and I jumped back. I don't know if I got a splash on me, but it was like I thought I did.
Yeah.
And it was a heavy stream.
Maybe that's
like,
what you have. Maybe you just have a bum on every corner. Are you texting while walking?
A bum.
Boom.
Bum. Yeah,
we employ, you give them money, it's a job, and then they're like the texting police.
And they stimulate the economy.
Good.
I think that's it.
Problem Good. Solved. All right, last topic here, St. Louis Blues. More importantly, Boris, who up until this last video, I thought Boris was dead. I thought he stuffed this thing, and he was dancing. You have been dancing so seductively for several minutes at a time, and this guy, he just sits in the palm of your hand like nothing. And I thought, at this point, this chinchilla is fucking dead and stuffed. But during the last video, he finally jumped out. There was some movement, so he is alive. The streets of St. Louis are screaming his name, let Boris dance, chanting Boris, Boris, Boris. as your team? This is the first time ever, or just the first time in like 50 years you're going
first
to the Cup?
First time. They're not going to the Cup yet. We have to win one more game versus a very good San Jose Sharks team, so let's just keep that in mind. But I mean, it's crazy. I tweeted yesterday. It's like Barstool, we all get in this world so much, and it's very fun. We do like crazy shit. The fact that there's like even one person in St. Louis chanting the name of my fucking rat that sits in his cage and shits everywhere. It's
that, like, I mean, we know you, so I know this whole story. Whereas there are just there are Blues fans out there who are just like, yo, you see the dude on the internet who dances with the chinchilla? Like, that's some
it
funny shit.
It is so crazy.
They just think of you as some weirdo who's dancing alone in his apartment, which you absolutely are, all those things. But at least we know that there's, you know, you work, you entertain for a living, and you do this for a living, versus just the idea that you're just some random dude with a floppy dick and a chinchilla in his hands.
I mean, I flop my dick. I don't think I have a floppy dick.
Oh, you have a floppy dick, sir.
What does that mean?
I mean, you see that thing? It fucking flops like a, like you know, ringing a bell. It's like gong, gong, gong.
All right, I don't know. I think that's more of my dick flop.
You got, he's very much balls. You're all balls.
I don't know what it is, but all I'm saying is
I think that you have a tiny pecker and giant balls.
Yeah, they're not good.
Listen, all right, we didn't need that. Oh, listen, the craziest thing is that, like, it was a joke to start. Like, the first couple times were, like, Axe and I just, like, was on live stream, started doing it. Chicks are, like, DMing now, like, oh, my God.
That girl,
I'm like,
that girl
what
you
the
retweeted
fuck?
Said my vagina hurts.
No, but, like, dude, you should see. And I fucking accidentally hit the decline all thing last night. And have you ever done that on Instagram?
What
is that?
You know
how it says delete all at the bottom or whatever on the request? I fucking was sitting on the plane looking through them and deleted, like, 200. Brutal, tough bounce.
Wait, can I, okay. You should turn the music up.
It's on my laptop, it's as loud as it goes.
You don't have speakers or anything?
I have them, but I like, Gloria. I normally
it's
just
a little,
do it on.
It's a little weird with it's it like being
because you can hear your flop.
I feel like the dance.
You can hear the flop. I've noticed that. Because I never really watched
but see,
back.
I think that's part of the allure.
It.
You hear him like, he's like breathing and singing.
You can hear
and
the
flopping.
The jacket and he's wearing sort of squishing against
his
skin.
Yeah, I think. That's part of the allure.
Okay.
It is weird too, and everyone like, oh, learn the words. Like, bro, that's the joke. Like, I'm not gonna know them until
I actually hated. I thought it was a stupid thing. Earlier in the playoffs, I was like, why would they make that song their song? And now, I mean, obviously, I can't get enough of it. Like everyone else just left.
I always think of the Wolf of Wall Street because that's where it's like some great scene starts with that song.
It's the when the boat's going down.
Oh, that's right.
It's like right in that.
The plane. The plane goes in underwater, and they get rescued by. You're right.
It's crazy because this is the farthest they've gone in my lifetime. 3 wins in Western Conference Finals. When they were playing that yesterday at that bar, first of all, shout out to my buddy. There was so many hot chicks love hockey. It's like out of nowhere, it just like smokes everywhere. Uh-huh. And they played Gloria 5 times back to back after the game.
Yeah, man. Gloria obviously was the team, but you have taken it and made it like you put your little stamp on this Stanley Cup run. It's you versus Boston in the Stanley Cup.
It's not.
It's you. It's
you
versus Prez.
You're on my side.
But we do have to foreshadow here, like you versus Dave is looming. You are a Team Portnoy member.
It is looming. I just want to say, as you're a Mets guy and all these like horrible, no offense, franchises, let's not. Get ahead of ourselves.
All right. Well,
let's win one more game. But I will say, see Teddy Boy walking right there?
Mm-hmm.
He's so cocky.
So
he told me the other day, dude, I don't even know why you're excited. The Sharks are going to kill him. All time. Oh, you said that, John. Oh, you said that. You're like, and Paul's like, Gaz, like, oh, I wish it was the Blues, but the Sharks are going to kill him. These guys, first of all, I have to know what I'm getting into.
I mean, there's a 0% chance I said the Sharks are going to kill the Blues.
It's a shame we don't have office capture because
there's a 0%.
You said
all postseason the Blues are the team I'm scared of.
What did you tell me? Looking at me from the desk, like it's a shame that it's not going to be because they're going to beat them. You definitely.
I mean, maybe
that.
I said it teasing you, but I mean, I was never like genuinely like there's no way that we lose. That
you told me
you
the Sharks were
going
to
now.
Beat the Blues.
Are you worried about the Blues? And
the Blues are the team I've voted because they're one of the teams that they have. One, they have a story. That's something you need to win a championship. They have their song. They have their thing. They're top to bottom. They're a top to bottom team.
Super fan.
If you think about that, they have two things. They got a rat and they got Gloria. It'll be an interesting series. This will be the first series these playoffs where I'm not.
You guys
like,
are gonna make me crazy. It's not happening yet. We gotta win.
He won't.
Like,
win.
Don't jinx this.
All right, fine. This will be an interesting series. It's the first series these playoffs where I'm not like This is a fucking bore.
Get me
to the Stanley Cup Finals. This will be
a
game.
Yeah,
this will
you haven't. You're not playing the seventh.
This will be six games.
Here's the thing. I'm already dealing with Gaz, who's the fucking worst. Absolute worst.
Someone needs to kill that guy.
But you at least
that's
you know
on, that's on you guys for thinking Gaz is the worst because you just don't say anything.
Yeah,
you get bored.
Feed the
trolls.
He's good. Listen, he's not here today, Dave. In my mind, I'm ready to begin to wage war if it happens.
You're not gonna. That's why I'm thankful for Rich.
I don't know.
You're not gonna wage war. You're gonna be like, "Oh, I'm Team Portnoy. I'm glad you went too."
You worry about yourself, John. I don't think that's what's gonna happen.
I've never seen you once go with Dave. You're not gonna.
I've
go
never
with
been
Dave,
in a
so.
Direct face-off for a championship of my favorite sport in the world of a team that I've been watching since I was a baby.
I mean, well, I'm just saying your allegiances are going to be tested here.
Yeah. And,
I don't
and
know.
It's going to be one of those, like, you have to think about the future, too, because you get kicked out of Team Portnoy. Would you get kicked out of Team Portnoy for a Stanley Cup champion?
Oh. I think Dave respects,
see, that shouldn't even be a hesitation.
I think Dave respects healthy competition.
That shouldn't even
knows.
Be a hesitation. For a
I'm
team,
answering.
You, that better be an absolute yes.
First of all, the last time that I consulted Kevin Clancy on stuff that had to do with Dave, I almost got kicked out anyway. So I
Which
can't agree
what?
With you with the picture. My
See,
point is,
well,
I
that's
can't,
because your
that
king.
Funny.
That's because
that
your
great.
King can't handle a joke, and he's,
no,
not, he's also not going to be able
that
to handle
great.
You
that
talking shit.
That was great.
That was a great
right
picture.
About that.
If say, in, let's say we're at the game, right? Let's say we're at the game. We got four seeds. You're like, let's go, Glory, play Glory. Here's my deck. And Dave's like, YP, sit the fuck down, or you're out of the Team Portnoy.
What are you gonna do?
I think that would be unjust, and I don't think he would do that.
But
I think
it let's.
Be, I mean, Devlin just cackling.
If I was dancing after they won a game in the Stanley Cup,
you think
he's
it's
kick
you think
me
it's
out?
You think it's unreasonable that Dave would just be like completely irrational
you
and
think
unfair?
It's unreasonable that Dave
I think
Portnoy
he's always just, and I think he's very fair and just.
Yeah, he goes off on people if just for winning a bet when he loses. If you are like if you, so let's say somehow you're about to beat them, you're about to. Hockey Dave is about to get vanquished by you and the fucking Blues. You think he's
First
not going to be? You're going to be flopping your fucking balls, and he's going to get
like,
mad.
Look,
and,
what's happening right now is you're making me question everyone who follows you as like a St. Louis Blues.
What
king
if I said that?
Because
not, what if I said
you
that?
Haven't,
not
you
fan.
Haven't definitively said I will go at that crown.
I just said I'm going to wage war.
But
if
he,
Portnoy,
if
we get to that,
if
stage.
It comes down to Team Portnoy or the St. Louis Blues hoist the Stanley Cup, what do you choose?
See, this is come on!
You've never
what are we
won
doing
one. You've never
it's
won a cup.
It's not about that. It's not about that. I can fucking
the
win
cup.
A cup. I know I can win a cup. He doesn't care about that. That's fair and just. This is. I don't even understand.
We don't
what
have to
you
play the series
saying.
Anymore. We already won
you
the cup.
You gotta rep for the fucking Blues.
My point
the
is,
cup.
I can pick the cup and him be like, "Oh, that's fit." Like. When Tommy and them go at him for Red Sox Yankees, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never
he's
seen
not
Tommy
like,
oh,
you guys cheer for the Yankees, you're kicked out of it. When has that ever happened?
I've never seen Tommy here. I've never
Red
seen
Sox
Tommy
Yankees
like
in the playoffs.
Directly.
Where's Frankie?
Have we done Red Sox Yankees in the playoffs where there's been
yes!
like but no, Tommy, but where there's been like conflict, where there's been
Red Sox killed.
Yeah,
but like yeah, Tommy.
No, but
never,
like before the series, they're cheering against each other.
Yeah, but not like in his face, not going at him. They, like, I don't.
Like,
oh, we
like
we were
at the
game, so we were at we were doing live watches for him. I don't even remember like. Tommy Bean, I don't even know if Tommy was there.
I don't. My point is, you guys are trying to make this something. My point is.
I think we succeeded, YP.
The
right,
cup.
Boy, shut up. Anyways, my point is, the Blues winning the cup and me being pro Blues and dying for the Blues, that why would that have any. He's about loyalty and things like that. He knows I'm a Blues
he
fan from day one.
He's a completely irrational lunatic.
No, he's not. He's very rational, and he knows if we're waging war on a fair battlefield, that's a fair battle. I don't think that.
You better
like hurts
you better Portland. Pray it goes that way. You better pray it's all
What,
fair
you think if the Blues are beating them, he's just going to kick me out? Then
I mean,
what am I supposed to do?
It's literally happened. It's happened
yeah.
to this guy right here.
Yeah. He kicked him off the last
When
stream.
Was Mush
Oh, wait, no,
Team
Mush,
Portland.
Well, Tommy Every, was kicked out. You've been, like, told to shut the fuck up and stuff.
Tommy got sent home from a thing because he was bad. Shut up. This
here comes guys.
No, Borelli was worried about this in the next round, and he answered the question. He said he would not cheer at all for the Islanders during the game. He would be Team Portnoy.
Oh, he
no,
did?
He didn't.
No, he did not say that. Shut up, Gaz. Frankie literally told me, he goes, I was going to scream in his face and call him out.
He
literally told me that.
He was worried about that.
This is
he
fake news, Gaz. He, I already
is
talked to Frankie about
stirring
this.
Pots?
That's just a false. Get for, where is Frankie? I don't know where he is.
Probably golfing
somewhere.
Is he in
Look at this. You are we're going to let
eternal poster. I don't know. Probably golfing.
Listen, the real question, too. Tomorrow, I'm currently in the shout out to the studio that's helping me. get Boris registered as an emotional support chinchilla. And Pat Maroon, the big rig, actually told me he'll book me a flight right now if I'll come with Boris.
Oh, my
tomorrow.
God. If you're, like, on the ice or some shit or celebrating with the locker room afterwards with Boris, they're going to hoist that fucking thing up.
I mean, it would be, you think
imagine
I'd
imagine Boris in the
I was
cup
doing
when
dances,
you guys win the cup. He's
come
in
on,
there.
Man, where's the wood? My point is he coming?
No, he's in fourth play.
That's enough, Gaz. Here's the other thing, too. Gaz, this is the other thing. My beautiful city of St. Louis, I love more than anything. I'm very
except
excited if they can win, right? If they can win, I'm like, man, this is going to be crazy. Barcel in St. Louis. Oh, my God. That would be the craziest thing of all time. Been dreaming about it. Guys, like, oh, this fucking dump all stuff. Who's going to be there? Like, yo, where are we ripping tonight, bro? Where are we going? Where's the chicks at? And guess what? I'll ban this. If you don't come around, guys, you'll be shut out. They don't give a fuck about Pauly playoffs in St. Louis.
I mean,
they don't care.
I would have to imagine they don't, Paul. Give Pauly playoffs the mic here.
I mean, he's shitting on the city. It's like, and who's gonna?
He said he's gonna ban you from the nightlife of St. Louis.
I promise that won't happen.
All right, we'll see.
There's a very high murder rate in St. Louis.
Yeah.
One of the highest in the country.
Very it's like high. Chicago's on
way too high.
That's
yeah.
all it is.
Yeah.
See, like, but who's gonna be the one there? Like, oh, bro, this is great. Like, the Pauly playoffs. I know it. I would love to. Anyone else who's gonna hypothetically
I'll be in the
come?
Barn. I'll be in the barn. Yeah.
All right. We'll see. I can't wait. This is I'm a thing, Kevin. It's the ultimate price either way, right? Mm-hmm. If we can get there.
No, you're going. You're going. You got it locked in,
shut
baby.
Up.
We're
if
going.
If we can win one more game, pray to the hockey gods. It's the ultimate price. It's you know
the
how it is.
Stakes could not be higher.
If I can murder this motherfucker, oh my God.
Bring him.
So,
bring
imagine
him,
bring
him
to
St. Louis.
Louis.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people.
They'll do it for you.
A lot of people will do it.
Imagine having Titty Boy's head up on your wall forever. Like, imagine that. If yeah. they, if
unfortunately,
YP,
like,
could happen.
All, like, so many people have said this about Feidelberg, and it just never comes true.
No, it's happened, though.
I guess the, you know, the Eagles snuck in there, and it's happened, but... Eagles
maybe,
and Giants.
Maybe not a lot of Giants.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened a lot. If it happened, it would be the greatest thing of all time. And that's the price we're going to have to pay either way, Kevin. I'm ready for it.
Oh, boy. Imagine
all the talking, it seems to be directed at Gaz and I, where it seems like you're
scared
of someone
else. You're standing in front of me.
Yeah, but we've...
Oh, you think I would rather be you two than Dave? What kind of stupid shit is that?
Yeah, but when it comes down to it, you will not say anything to Dave, and I'm sure...
That is false.
He will say something to you.
You think I won't chirp Dave if the Bruins and Blues are playing each other?
I think if he tells you to shut up, you shut up.
Not good.
You're what?
Cespedes broke his ankle in a ranch accident.
Both of his ankles.
In a ranch accident? Both of his ankles?
Both of his ankles in a freak accident on his ranch in Florida.
Why is he on a ranch?
That's his thing now. He golfs and he rides horses and wears cowboy hats. Oh my God.
I don't know why
this
he even
has been
gets
a
surprised.
Great rundown.
No, I mean, I never. I didn't expect him to, like, contribute or I mean, the Mets fucking suck. But I still get impressed when they find new ways to disappoint, and breaking both of your ankles in a ranching accident? I mean, that's got to be top, like, one sports injuries ever.
Crazy.
Breaking both your ankles?
It is better to break
how do you
both
do that?
Because then you recover symmetrically.
Oh, my God.
But,
how would you do that? Like, underneath?
Yeah,
like
what do you mean? You fall off a horse or something?
Yeah, and like, subpar ankles. Everyone knows
he does that. Have sub. He just had heel surgery. He had heel surgery on both his heels.
That's why he was
that's why he's out. He had
legitimately,
both heels.
Like, a truck fell on your, like, you're working on something. Like, how does that happen?
I mean, that's it. I'll never
what's
play
a
again.
Ranching
like,
accident?
Yeah, I have no fucking idea. That's holy
like
shit
you're tilling
almighty.
A field and you just break both ankles? Like, how does that happen?
All right, I got to go do some shit. Francis, you had the fucking night of your life the other night at the
I
Wilbur.
Did. I had a great time. Thank you to Boston.
You were looking, you went all out with the tux there, pal. I did not know that was,
yep.
That was a surprise.
It's a tux from a few years ago.
Oh,
so
fitted.
I was glad
good.
To wear it again because mm-hmm. I'd only worn it once. And now I feel like it's justified.
All-time night, man. I thought the encore was very cool with the people singing the Game of Thrones song along
yeah.
with you.
Sunday, give it up, stay. I'm excited, so excited.
Yeah, that was fun.
Two shows, Wilbur, like
yeah,
iconic spot.
He's got you got the thing with Boris, and I got this Game of Thrones thing that mine's over now, but It's weird. It's something that makes people very mad. I got some DMs last night.
The Game of Thrones song?
People, yeah, people.
Yo, you're so self-deprecating about it. We were like, you know, out of all the comedy I write and shit, this is just something I like, do off the cuff. I can't believe it's like popular. But it's very funny. Well, like those are funny.
It is
like,
funny how it works though sometimes. That's like
yeah, the things
like
you try the
when
least
I'm in
on.
St. Louis,
but it's also,
people are like,
still
dude,
funny.
The dude with the dick flop and the chinchilla, and you're like,
yeah, you've edited how many hours of video,
right.
You've written how many jokes, and it's like the silly things that happen.
Yeah.
But that shit is also still funny.
I appreciate it.
Like when
it.
You were the medieval like YouTube guy, that was fucking funny.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean I basically just take what you guys talk about during the week.
Turn it into a song,
and
but that's
sort of put it in a quick
that's
word
good,
or
man.
Two. But
Yeah, but it looked like an awesome night. People seemed to really
yeah,
enjoy
it, really
so well done.
Amazing. Thank you.
Be careful
you.
On Twitter.
What?
Be careful on Twitter. The Houston Rockets suspended DMCA.
What? No way. The whole fucking franchise got DMCA?
2.1 million followers DMCA.
What?
Yeah, Auburn football.
From the music?
So that means that somebody at the Rockets pissed off Twitter. Like,
no, they're shutting people down.
Wow.
Ain't that's nobody safe in these
first
Twitter
first they
streets.
Came for Ken Jack and we said nothing.
Quigs.
Then they came for Quigs. I mean, is there a way, like, I know this is probably no one know. Is there a way I can just nuke all the stuff that's
yeah.
going to get us in trouble?
Yeah,
how
yeah,
is this
yeah.
happening?
I think they sent an email about that. There's, like, a program.
I've asked that. Chuck 100 times. He was a Cardinals fan. Now he's anti-St. Louis. Funny how it happens, but fuck
all him. Right. That's the rundown. Very good stuff.